It's 6 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Darren, there are so many organisations that do so many good things for our people, as you know, in our community. And I'm really delighted to have on the line Michael Basson, Strategic Partnerships Manager at Parramatta Eels National Rugby League Club. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, Darren.
Go the Eels.
Well, we'll go there. We'll come back to that. But it's really a delight to have you, Michael, share some stories with regards to what Parramatta Eels does. They're an incredible organisation, have been for 60, 70 years, and what they've done for people at every level. And it really is a credit to you and to all of those who've gone before and continue to do the great work of bringing real value to people. And you're having a good year, I've got to admit that. You're having a fantastic year, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. The team have done a wonderful job so far, albeit that we're only halfway through the season, but they've set themselves up for a strong sort of back half of the year, and fingers crossed they can keep winning some games of footy and we can be competitive at the tail end of the season.
Well, and also too, and I know this is not a sports show, but it's really great to even think that Mitchell Moses is sought up at that higher echelon of State of Origin, and that was a real tribute to him and also to your club about the value of your great players. Today, I really want to talk about wheelchair rugby league. Michael, an incredible concept and allowing people to be included and to do things, which is just incredible. Walk us through when that started and competitions and so on, because it really is gathering more and more momentum.
Yeah, well, it first started in Australia in 2009. The actual first competition was in 2010, but it really is, I can't think of a more inclusive sport because it allows so many athletes of whether they've got a disability or you're an able-bodied athlete to play together. It's played across two basketball courts, five aside, but it gives an opportunity for people who can and can't play the mainstream form of the game to connect and socially come together and have some fun and play with their friends and work on their general fitness as well. So the Eels have had a proud association with Wheelchair Rugby League since 2012. This year we've actually had two teams compete in the New South Wales Rugby League competition.
Are you there? Sorry, Michael. It seemed to just went. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, great, great. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, so I'm really interested in that competition. Parramatta have now got two teams. Tell us about, the rules. They have five-a-side, they get touched and they pass the ball and that moves over. How long are the games normally played for?
Oh, they're normally played over 15, 20 minutes. It can depend on obviously the level of competition. If it's more of a social setting, the rules are probably a little bit more relaxed, but in the competition format you're looking at that 20 minute period. The rules are you've actually got to grab the tag for the person's shoulders, so similar to the Oz tag or league tag format. You've got the Velcro on your side of your shoulders. If you're a defender, you've got to obviously take one of those tags and place it down on the ground to restart the tackle. It's a simple holding of the ball, tapping it on the ground beside you, and then passing backwards. So they try and simulate as much of the rugby league mainstream version of the game as possible. Similar to the tackle count, there's kicking on the last, albeit that it'll be done through a hand movement where you sort of do a grubber kick sort of format off the off your hands. Tries are obviously awarded. There's kicking for goals. So it is a really fun format and one that if you haven't been a part of, that I encourage people to sort of put their hand up and have a go, because I think it'll be really worthwhile and I think a lot of people are getting a lot of enjoyment out of it.
And I see that there's a growth in women's teams taking on the participation in the sport as well, Michael.
Yeah, well, we see that in sort of mainstream society as well. Obviously, through the grassroots format, and obviously the club excitingly is now got to a stage where we're going to have an NRL women's team in the tackle form of the game. But you're right, in the wheelchair form of the game as well, we've seen a strong increase. The Parramatta, our club, has actually had two teams in this year's competition, one of those being an all-female-based team. So it's great to have so many people wanting to play the game. You know, men, women, young children, boys and girls, it's exciting.
Michael, it's Darren here. I'm just wondering, how can I or our listeners go and see this game? Lockdown aside, of course. Where is it actually played around the region, and can spectators like go along? COVID aside, of course.
Yeah. So the competition at the moment, there's sort of two seasons. One of the seasons has just concluded, but that was at Menai Indoor Sports Centre. The next competition will actually start in August. PCYC Hawkesbury will be the venue for the Western Sydney based competition, and people can go along. Their games are generally played on a Saturday afternoon at PCYC Hawkesbury. The competition will start in August, and if any of your listeners are interested in going along or wanting some more information, then I encourage you to go to the New South Wales Wheelchair Rugby League Facebook page to register their interest.
That is really good. Time moves so quickly, Michael. We're going to go to a little bit of a break, and we're going to come back and find out more about your role in particular and what you're doing in the context of developing the wonderful sport of rugby league, and look at a little bit more about wheelchair rugby league. You're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim, and we're just absolutely delighted to have you on the line, Michael. We'll be back in a moment.
And we've got one of your favourite songs, Michael, Jimmy Barnes, Working Class Man.
Alive 90.5.
It's 19 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Michael Basson, the Strategic Partnership Manager at Parramatta Eels National Rugby League, talking to us about a whole range of things relating to rugby league, but in particular this morning about wheelchair rugby league. Michael, we left before the break talking about the involvement of Parramatta and the teams and the female participants taking on this fantastic sport. I'm just wondering, there's very clear pathways, I believe, now for those who wish to pursue their dreams playing for their country and so on. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that? Because it really is an incredible journey for people.
Yeah, well, NRL Wheelchairs tried to sort of mirror what happens with the mainstream competition. So obviously the first step in any participation pathway is to register at your local club and compete in that Western Sydney competition. What happens from there is there'll be the opportunity to represent your region or your local NRL club. Obviously with us, it's the Eels. And then you play in the New South Wales-based competition. The representative pathway from there is similar to the NRL model, with a representative honours with city-country matches, the state of origin matches, all the way to the elite pathway of, you know, representing the national team, being the Wallaroos. So it is a World Cup year this year, and all things going well, we're sort of still hopeful of sending our Australian teams over to London in November. But obviously the world we're living in at the moment is a little bit crazy, so that's still a little bit up in the air. But the pathway is there for any aspiring athlete wishing to play the game.
Michael, do they... that's incredible, and you know, best wishes. Hopefully, with it taking place, the World Cup in November in London. Do they have male and female? Is it provided for both groups?
At the moment, it is co-gender. So, if there's no sort of male team and female team, so the representative pathway is both for both genders. So they're not separate, which again probably speaks to the inclusive nature of the sport. But
yes,
we're really excited about the journey that these players can sort of go on we're incredibly passionate about it, obviously having a commitment to two teams here in Parramatta, and we've had a handful of players represent city, country and state of origin, and we've got our fingers crossed that those athletes can make the pathway through to the national team and to the World Cup.
I should also just move to the side a bit. Michael, I want to congratulate you on your own sporting prowess, if I can just say to our listeners. You went to Westfield High and you're able to utilise your talents. And I think people in your life have also made a very, very strong commitment and contribution to help you to be your person that you are today. And I want to thank you for taking up those talents and skills that you have. You're a pleasure to talk to. You have a great commitment for what you do. And on behalf of 90.5 and Spotlight, we just want to say thank you for really, you know, developing those skills that helps other people.
Jim and Darren, thank you. It's very very humbling. I've had a very good upbringing. Mum and Dad were obviously gave me every opportunity, so I was very, very fortunate. But I've had a lot of wonderful help from different people along the way, whether it be school teachers or coaches, and just more only words, surround yourself with some good people. And I've been very fortunate along the way to have many of those people. One of those, I'd probably call yourself one of those people, Jim. You've been a tremendous help for me over the years as well. So I personally want to thank you as well.
Oh, okay, thank you. It wasn't said to say that or that. I'm touched. I didn't know that, to be honest. Just thank you for sharing that, the same as you. Now, Michael, we're coming to the end, but it's great to talk about what you're doing, but, you know, when you talk about your mum and dad and you talk about the love that you have for a particular sport, we don't care what particular sport it is, the values of fair play, of trying to do the right thing, of leaving a legacy comes through, and you're working with an amazing organisation. Parramatta is just absolutely an amazing organisation that brings together a diversity of people to try and promote a community in which everyone can benefit and grow. And both Darren and I, on behalf of Spotlight, can't thank you enough. We would love to have you back and to talk a little bit more about that. But Darren is an avid Parramatta Eels supporter and he's put his hand up. He wants to ask you a question. So I'm going to say thank you and I'm going to leave the rest. But it's been a real pleasure to have you on our show this morning.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Jim. Now, Michael, my question's back to wheelchair rugby league and thinking about you have all the games at, say, Menai or at Hawkesbury. What happens with, like, home and away? Is there a different – is it just different clothes? Do you have some sort of theme around your home away matches? Just before we finish up, if you could just fill us in and our listeners on how that works.
Yeah, so the New South Wales-based competition is very much done on – the region or the NRL clubs that sort of are partaking in the game. So the Parramatta Eels team, for example, will be wearing the traditional blue and gold uniforms that replicates that's synonymous with the club. Albeit the Tigers will do the same, the Bulldogs, the Dragons. So you'll actually play the Parramatta Eels versus the Dragons in those competitions, wearing those same strips and uniforms. With the Western Sydney competition, based out of PCYC at Hawkesbury, it is very much grassroots and junior rugby league club focused. So our wonderful club, the Kellyville Bush Rangers, one of our local clubs, they're going to partake in the competition this year. So they'll wear their Kellyville Bush Rangers strips and they'll play against St Mary's or Minchinbury, and those clubs will play in their same sort of uniforms as well. So those clubs have obviously highlighted they want to be inclusive clubs as well. So there's the tackle form of the game, but obviously they've taken the next step and wanted to be really inclusive and provide some of these opportunities to their able-bodied athletes as well. So hopefully that answers it for you.
Oh, that really does. And talking about the grassroots element of those, like the Kellyville Bush Rangers, was it? That's right there. I'm learning about all this. But I must say, Jim got really excited when you talked about the Tigers, and we all know Jim's a Tigers fan. Well, bit of a rivalry here in the studio.
Sharon, I'm glad you brought that up, because when I actually put a social media post out there on LinkedIn to sort of say that I was coming on the show, I had two people reach out, and Jim, you would know these two people well, because we do sort of mix in the same circles. So The first one comes from a good friend of ours, Mark Marnie.
Uh-huh.
And Mark's a Bulldog supporter, so we won't hold that against
no.
him. But he did say, do you remember what the hills looks like these days? So I'll let you answer that, and you can deal with Mark separately aside. And
right.
if you don't mind me, I'll go to the other one. Was Richard Grimmo, the wonderful Grimmo family. He said, how many will the Tigers lose by this week? hugs and kisses.
Yeah, so, and so I'm really...
Your fan base is strong.
And supportive. What I love about them is that... I've got to say to both, Michael, on a serious note, like yourself and Parramatta Eels, those two gentlemen, and we can muck around, they are very, very, very good friends. What they do for our community is just absolutely outstanding. They both have a unique personality, and they are real givers and to the world of rugby league in particular, but also to the world of other philanthropic areas. Both Mark and Richard and their families have been so supportive of so many things, and we thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
I was going to say, Jim, that I support you, but in some ways not as well. So I can say very much part of the Hills each week on Spotlight, and that's in Baulkham Hills, Baulkham Heights, but the Tigers can't support you there.
No, okay, and I respect that. Michael, on a serious note, thanks for joining us today. Thank you for all the work that you do for our community, and the strong drive from Parramatta Eels is just incredible, and we wish you all the very best this year, and I sincerely mean that, and continued success. They say a fish dies from the head down. You've got a great board, great people there trying to do great things, and I wish you all the very best for the remaining part of 21.
Terrific. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Darren.
And Michael, you have been our 200th interview.
Yes.
And it's our first birthday next week. That's Spotlight.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Well, thank you, and congratulations to you guys. Well done.
Thank you, and have a great morning.
Terrific. Thank you.
Alive 90.5.